Further south on the high altiplano of Bolivia lie the ruins of Tiwanaku and Pumapunku, sites that have become legendary for their unexplained engineering. Tiwanaku was the center of a pre-Inca civilization, and nearby Pumapunku is a complex within Tiwanaku noted for its gargantuan stone terraces and finely carved blocks. When Spanish conquistador Pedro Ciez de Leon first saw Tiwanaku in 1549, he was stunned by the monolithic gates and sculptures, and he recorded that the native Aymara people had no recollection of building it. Instead, they said someone very ancient built this city, which was later inhabited by the Inca. Another chronicler, Garcileso de la Vega, wrote that even the Inca themselves viewed Tiwanaku as built long before their time. So who did build it? Local legends answer that giants piled the stones here. The Aymara told the Spaniards that Tiwanaku was erected in a single night by giants under the command of the great god Viracocha. In Inca creation mythology, Viracocha was the creator deity who indeed was said to have ordered the construction of Tiwanaku at the dawn of time. Significantly, Andean legends recount that Viracocha first created the race of giants to populate the world, but these giants angered him, so he sent a flood to destroy them. After the deluge, Viracocha made a new, smaller race of humans. It's tempting to see parallels with the biblical Nephilim here, a race of giants before the flood, divine punishment by flood, then a new age of men. The Tiwanaku ruins themselves were often linked to those destroyed giants. For instance, one story calls Tiwanaku the city of the giants that Viracocha destroyed. This resonance between Andean myth and old world tales of giants is remarkable, considering there was no contact. From a practical standpoint, Pumapunku stones justify the awe. The site features a courtyard once bordered by huge sandstone slabs. One fallen slab is 7.8 meters long and weighs about 131 tons, with others weighing up to 85 tons. Transporting these from their quarry, which was 10 kilometers away, was a monumental task, even with today's equipment, let alone with Bronze Age tools. And you have to consider, of course, the altitude difference in places like the Andes. You are not dealing with flat lands, you are dealing with very mountainous regions, 10 kilometers of mountainous regions carrying multi-ton stones all the way to the top, the thin oxygen making it hard to breathe. All of these things have to be considered alongside the very basic primal toolkit that we assign to the Bronze Age. Many of the stones in Pumapunku have surfaces which are perfectly flat and smoothly finished, and some have precise cut grooves, and the famous H-blocks of Pumapunku are andesite stones carved with machine-like precision and identical form, as if by a template, andesite being an incredibly hard stone to work with, especially at Bronze Age-era technology. Even to modern observers, many features of Pumapunku appear impossible without power tools, drill-like boreholes in hard andesite, right angles and channels so crisp you'd think they were laser cut. Ancient astronaut theorists famously point to Pumapunku as evidence of lost high technology or extraterrestrial assistance. But from the Andean villagers' perspective, the Nephilim-like giants in their folklore were explanation enough. They call these sites the work of the Viracochas, the godly giants. The continuity of this theme is striking. Giants build mighty structures. Giants are wiped out by gods or time, and humans inherit their work. Belief in giant progenitors is not confined to the old world.